Wait a minute. Somebody goofed up. I'm not saying who. But that's my ending music.
Uh-oh.
That was a short show.
Over.
Oh, it really is over.
Well, hello, Vachon. I have an embarrassment of riches today. I have two new co-hosts. Will you introduce yourself so I don't screw your name up?
Pretty easy names. I'm Hannah. I bring Chris's beer 1 to 2 times a week.
That's why you're here.
Yes.
You're special.
Yes.
I'm Kate. I'm Hannah's sister, and I got roped into this.
Wow, what a ringing endorsement already.
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes.
And I asked Hannah, I said, have you ever heard of the movie Hannah and Her Sister? She hadn't.
No.
It's a big famous movie. Have you?
No, I don't watch movies, though, so it's not... Yeah,
not a movie people.
No.
What do you watch? Sunrises and stuff like that?
Grass grow, eat dry,
water boil.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All righty.
This is going to be a long show. Well, okay, let's start with what you do. You're born on the island.
Born on the island. Live with my mom now. It's awesome. I bartend.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say where?
Yep,
at
sure.
At the Ruby Brink, we make amazing drinks.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Come on in. What else do? I craft a lot. I've been collaging like crazy.
Okay.
A lot of crocheting. Very like old lady. My friends call me retired is kind of the life I'm living right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of long
Was that
walks.
Your ambition as a little girl?
Yes.
To be old early?
I would love to be retired so bad. grew up here, you know, hated it as a teenager. Hmm. And now I'm back. Love the island. Happy to be here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And you, Kate?
Also grew up here naturally. Mm-hmm. Currently in college down near LA, like an hour from LA.
It's called Claremont.
Yeah. Go to Pitzer College. Shout out Pitzer. I love it there, and I'm home for the summer.
Okay. What are you studying?
Biochem.
I know.
She's so smart.
That was one of my favorite subjects. Mitochondria.
Oh, yeah.
Adenine triphosphate. Breaks in
Krebs cycle.
Diphosphate. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the powerhouse of the cell.
Mm-hmm.
Mitochondria was the power.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It produces the ATP.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See? Yes. He knows more than I do.
Well, I was a biology major.
Oh, cool.
But it was pre-dental. So it was to get into dental, big mistake.
Well, good thing to tell to a
major. I did it for 10 years and I stopped. But I still, after all this time, have patients come up to me and say, hey, thanks for getting out. We didn't know it could be painless. You can? Really?
It can.
Wow.
I keep getting calls from my dentist. I need to go in.
Uh-oh.
So
Stop dodging those calls. That's not good.
Well, see, this is why I got out. Nobody likes what you're selling.
No one wants to go to the dentist.
No.
Although sometimes I kind of like the scraping.
Oh, that's...
That is a crazy take. Scratching?
Yeah, I love it. It's so sad.
I like it after when your teeth are clean, not during.
The sound of it.
It's nails on a chalkboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that.
Yeah.
I don't associate with her.
So what are you going to do with your degree?
Beats
me. Great question.
I don't know. But hopefully something cool. I don't know. I like marine life, so maybe some marine biology mixed in with the water chemistry situation.
Oh, nice.
But that's really, who knows?
Well, Amelia's oldest friend, Leo, is getting a PhD.
Oh.
And he's been going to graduate, I think, in a couple of years. But, yeah.
Island person. Our dad volunteers at the aquarium and stuff. So it's a big water family.
It's a big theme. I think that's probably.
I don't scuba dive, and it's the most disappointing thing about me. For him.
There's probably other stuff, too.
Probably. He just doesn't want to tell me.
That's why I'm the favorite daughter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, how many siblings?
There's three of us. So Nick's older.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back in the summer.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
The three amigos.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do
it. He's down in San Francisco. He's working at a coffee shop, manager.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Moved up in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
So everyone look forward to the three of us being back.
Well, I used to work at a natural history museum in San Bernardino County.
Oh, yeah.
And my boss lived in Claremont.
Really?
Yep. Which is right next to Montclair.
Whew. Yeah.
What are the chances? Geniuses over there.
Honestly, I found that out, I told everyone I knew. I was like, this is crazy, guys. You'll never believe.
Well, have you ever been to that museum? The San Bernardino?
No.
No?
Probably won't. I'm very honest.
Well, they, I think it's changed now. They did a, they were doing a big rehab when I left, but they took my first day there. They took me around, show me, and they got a hall of mammals. Mm. And they're just those dioramas of animals, right?
Not the taxidermy stuff. Ones?
Yeah, the taxidermy oh, ones. Oof. And you come around a corner and there's a polar bear standing with its arms outstretched. And, you know, I did that. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's Jesus Christ. I'm like, what? Huh? He goes, because people come around the corner and go, Jesus Christ, look at that thing. And the moose was even worse. He was, yeah.
Do they have the things where you can see how tall you are compared to them?
No, that's
like,
a good
like
idea.
Like at a zoo, you know, and they're like, how many polar bears are you?
Or like the arm span one or the wingspan.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what was interesting is almost all of those animals from exotic places like rhinos, they were, they got them in the 60s by wealthy safari hunter dudes. And they would write off the whole trip. They'd donate the animal to the museum and say, oh, yeah, it's a wreck. He killed all this stuff.
Yeah.
Now you can stuff it.
Ooh, I would not fly.
No. So anyway, well, did you bring stories?
Lots of them. Well, good. Hopefully enough.
We'll see.
Okay.
Did you bring stories?
Look, I'm running the show.
Are you prepared?
Yes. Okay, I'll start.
Okay. Since, hope he doesn't steal mine.
I know.
Oh, that's like, happened all, before.
Yeah.
I mean, we cross-checked.
Oh.
We had a friend look
at. You didn't read the article, did you? You just see the headlines?
Of course
just
not.
Okay.
Not,
okay, good.
Not crazy.
Magic mushroom infused products appear in Colorado gas stations. Oh. Was that a good idea?
Yeah.
Like Colorado. Driving and like, I could go for some magic you mushrooms right now.
I hope they were well labeled.
That's a biochemist.
That's a good road trip snack.
It's like,
huh?
I got this semi full of stuff, and it's boring out
let,
there.
Let me just do
I need
something.
To hallucinate. Yeah. That's a great
Interesting.
Idea.
Interesting.
So I guess this is causing a problem in Colorado.
Well, I would assume, yeah.
Okay, I have Australian cockroach kingpin caught with 100,000 illegal insects in record bug bust.
Wow.
What do you do with
who
that
counts
many?
That?
Who counts that?
I wrote down some questions. How does one become kingpin? I'd like to know of the bug
it's
trade.
It's an ugly.
And then what are we doing with these bugs?
And so many.
So many bugs.
And where are they from?
Australia.
Where do you keep them as well?
I don't know. Australia.
Crikey.
Crikey. That's Maya.
Well, wasn't there a movie about... Oh, you don't watch movies?
No. Mm-mm. Sorry.
We wouldn't know.
Well, then you won't know if I'm not telling the truth. So there was a movie about a bug collector shop, I think it was in Chicago, and how the trade of, you know, exotic, like walking bugs from Africa that are foot long and how that was extremely profitable, but kind of seedy.
I'm not a bug girl like that.
Also, are all 100,000 of them the same type of bug?
Cockroaches.
So that must get boring, just seeing the same cockroach after cockroach, you know?
Okay, Katie, what do you got?
Meteor, as heavy as an elephant, causes widespread speculation across New Zealand. My question.
Aliens, probably.
What?
You'd think a meteor would be heavier than an elephant. No?
Well,
when I picture a meteor, I'm thinking pretty big.
That's true.
I mean, you know, elephants are big, but we're talking about rock from space.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it probably broke up in the atmosphere, right?
I guess.
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess there's all sides, really.
There must be.
Yeah.
Well, let me see. This is the way this works. It's a meteor. How does this work? When it's in the air and when it hits the ground, it's a meteorite.
Oh.
There's a pecking order of...
Interesting.
Yeah. I've forgotten.
Hmm.
It might be on trivia. Hmm.
Someone write that down.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, me? Bryce Harper bristles at blowback from toothbrushing technique. Just a squeeze from tube to tongue.
What?
I've written down a few things. He's a Philadelphia baseball player, and I wrote down psychotic and underwhelmed. Because that is insane to me. Just tubes squeezed right onto the tongue.
What? What's the point of that?
I don't know. Take it up with Bryce.
Wow. Okay, I got one for you. Bryce. Since you're so busy, you can't do it the right way. How, in a baseball game, mm-hmm. how long is the ball active? Like how many minutes is there active play?
Oh, during the entire game?
During the entire 3+ hours.
I'm going to say...
Did I tell you? You're going to say the right answer. I can tell you.
This is not fair. Wait, in the air?
Well, just live. Just throwing it, you know, from pitcher to...
I want to say 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
I must be a little more than that.
You are correct. It is a little more.
24.
Whoa. 18. 18 minutes of jam-packed action.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our brother used to play baseball. It was a nightmare. Like, I will not watch this.
Clothing rental services promise a sustainable alternative to fast fashion. Experts say it depends. I don't think anybody's going to rent depends, okay? So,
Wait, what is this clothing made out of?
It's rental.
Rental clothes?
Rental clothes?
You rent the clothes.
Oh, wait, I've like heard newly. Of this.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you rent someone's depends? I mean, experts say it depends.
It
so,
depends.
I want to be sure, I think. I would need some certainty on where these clothes have been, what they are.
Yeah.
I say throw them in the washing machine, it's fine.
Clearly, you're okay with it.
You know, I was like, Kate, should I wear this? And she said, we're not on video, it's fine. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Sweetie. Okay.
All right. Well, there's... Kate, but you do have some discretion in your
just
clothing
a little bit,
choice.
You know.
Yes.
Just a little. I'd like to be clean. Sure, clean. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there are...
I want a little bit of certainty.
Yeah, like... lice? There could be lice,
throw
body
it
lice?
In the washer.
Okay. I'm telling you, I've lived with Hannah for my whole life. I don't think Uh-oh. She's, this I just, going. I think she's more picky than she's putting on.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. What? Cheese rolling legend beaten by German YouTuber.
Wow. That is a headline. Cheese rolling legend?
Again, how'd you get labeled as a legend in this? You got to be really good.
Well, that's true. And you got to be good for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And just beaten by a German YouTuber.
You got to be aged.
Oh.
That's
clever.
There it is.
It's so good.
And a YouTuber beat him?
Yes.
Like physically?
Well, that's unclear. I was imagining just beat him in the cheese rolling, but it could have been beaten physically.
Now that I think about it. I saw this one too, and I quote, it's a death-defying animal race. Yeah, the cheese rolling.
Is that the one where they go down
the
hill?
They go down the hill.
Thing, yes, I thought they banned it because they were getting broken legs.
Death
defying.
Well, yeah, I doubt the cheese rolling legend died.
They just really eat him up.
Yeah.
Eat him up.
I thought your first one was better. I'm not going to lie.
I'm waxing poetic here. Do you know it's email week?
It's
the 8th through the 14th is email week.
Like happy email week.
I don't know. Yeah, what? Like, okay.
I hate an email.
What?
Yeah, it takes me like 30 minutes.
Okay,
I have to
no
reread
movies.
It like 6 times.
No email.
I just get a little bit nervous.
Are you Amish?
Yeah. Caught me. No, just a Vashon kid. Kid from The Rock.
Rock. I agree. If I can avoid it, sending an email or receiving it, if I can communicate through other forms, I would prefer it.
Oh?
Right. Ooh, Chris, someone asked me if I had a checkbook.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ouch.
I know.
No.
What are you, Neanderthal? Or?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I did recently read something interesting about the Amish. You know, how they eschew modern conveniences like telephones and cars, stuff like that. But 100 years ago, 150 years ago, you really couldn't tell the difference, right? Before the Industrial Revolution, everyone kind of had that agrarian society.
That makes sense.
And then when things started popping up, like the telephone, they felt... It drew the family apart because now you're not communicating with your family in your home. You're talking to somebody, you know, elsewhere. Mm. And same thing with the car, is that pulled families apart traveling so far. And that's why they said, nah, we're
not
good.
For me, it's all about the
sweet. It
suppose.
Is sweet. It's I don't know how they survive.
No, it makes no sense.
Did you ever see? Oh, man.
Oh boy.
The movie Kingpin, you got to watch it.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites.
I'll add it to the list.
The not watch list. Yes. I've heard of this. Oh, man. Oh, what time is it? When did we start?
I don't know. 22 minutes ago.
Okay, good.
We're good at talking.
let me put my little time, because the show has got to be about 55 minutes.
Well, you can just cut out kids.
Because
I did get someone the other day, I was paying for a coffee and I pulled out cash and she goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I pulled up the card thing because you're so young. I assumed you would never use cash.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I had young people come in, didn't know between a dime and a nickel at my last
one. What?
Yeah.
They couldn't tell.
Yeah. They were like, I need 15 cents. Can you just take it from this pile?
Did they not ever use the little plastic coins?
I don't think so. It was crazy.
Well,
that's a little.
I'd say they were like 12, 14.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe in the moment I did take a second to explain it.
That's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
like and to then took a
future generations.
And then took 50 cents out of their hand. Well, what's interesting, I had to listen to a little Vashon Prepared kind of thing. I don't know if you know that organization. Not a movie. You may have heard of it.
I feel like I've heard of it. Yeah, don't know much.
So they advise people on how to, you know, prepare for emergencies, things like that. Drama out there on the road. And one of the things he mentions, like, you need some cash because when the big whatever comes. And one thing that they mentioned was you gotta need cash in your car because if you get stuck over there and you've lost your wallet or...
I try to keep at least, like, a 20 in like my car. I probably need more than 20 in an emergency, but...
Well, I mean, just a ferry ticket.
Oh.
You needed at least that much to get home.
Our grandpa once forgot his card and tried to pay with the little Vashon, the purple, like, plaque that you put on your car. Because they were like, you got a card? And he was like, oh, yeah. He pulled off the dashboard and was like, here you go.
Oh.
Anyway. They were like, this will not work.
We're going to call security.
Nope.
All right. What else is going on?
I have delivery driver caught stealing cat. And I wrote that down. I just thought that was a really good ad for a Ring camera.
Oh, is that how they found him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who steals a cat?
A delivery driver.
What, just picked it up off the porch? Yeah.
But he was caught on camera.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. Poor cat was like, where am I going?
In France, when they sell rabbits, they have to keep the feet on.
Oh.
So people will know they're not being sold a cat.
The feet?
Yeah, like they sell the whole carcass for
one.
Cook.
I thought you meant as a pet. I was like,
oh, yeah. I can see that now. That was a bad setup on my part. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But is a cat cheaper to sell?
Well, no, people just don't want
I think
want
you get a feral
cat
and you don't want to eat a carnivore.
Well, yeah, but what for the seller? Why would you choose to sell someone a cat rather than a rabbit?
Well, I think you just steal a cat like this guy did.
That's probably what he was doing. Masquerade as a rabbit.
Vehicle goes airborne, crashes into a Bronx McDonald's.
Airborne from what? How did it get?
Bronx McDonald's.
Too bad it wasn't in and out.
Hannah is not
Wow, that's a tough crowd today, huh? Dang. Wow, I could get heckled on my own show.
Get him off the air. That's right. I feel like I saw one where someone was eating McDonald's and ran into a fountain.
Really?
Yeah. Ran in their car?
Yeah, in their car ran. I didn't write it down, but I saw it. They ran right into a fountain. They were eating McD's. I think it was Australian.
Ah, crikey.
I've noticed
everything. They should have been eating cockroaches.
Mm-hmm. Everything's Australian is what I've noticed. A lot of 90% of the headlines I found were about bugs in Australia.
They're the Florida of the world.
Yes, that's what I said.
Well, Denmark's pretty close because they just had their Denmark's mullet championship.
Ooh.
The ugliest haircut ever imagined.
Do you think they're coming back?
Well, I did a little research on it.
I feel like you've had one in your life.
Or maybe a senior picture out there.
But
it goes back to Tiberius.
The
Roman town. Yeah. He was the first known muleteer. Yeah.
Hmm.
So pretty noble roots for...
I wonder why it's called a mullet.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because maybe you're as smart as a mullet if you wear one.
Mm.
Or maybe not as smart as a mullet. Business in the front, party in the back.
Yeah.
Well, what's a mullet lawn?
I don't know.
That's when somebody just mows the front lawn. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I've got that a Finnish pair won a barrel of ale in an annual wife-carrying contest in England.
Oh, I've heard of these wife-carrying contests. Yeah.
Really? This was my first time hearing about this.
Yeah, and it's odd how they do it. So the preferred method is not, you know, like you think
it was. Over the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the woman is hanging with her face right in the guy's rear end.
Oh.
And her thighs are on his... shoulder, and
weird.
He's grabbing right at the knees.
How far do they go?
They're running. And they're running through stuff like obstacles.
Wow.
Like water puddles and stuff like that.
I think I would have thought legs on one shoulder, head on the other.
Like a chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken fights in the pool. Nope. Apparently that's not aerodynamic enough.
I mean, they've got it figured out, I guess.
I mean,
if it's a common thing.
Finish.
That would have
the Finnish
to,
one.
Yeah, they got some weird contests. They have a...
When you win a barrel of ale.
Yeah. You probably need a barrel of ale before you can go. But they have like cell phone throwing contests.
Like, did you get to pick your type of phone?
the worst one you ever had. I think it's, how far can you throw this into Russia? Oh. You know, Russians are like, we'll take it.
Throw it at the Amish.
Yes, so here's an uplifting story. Ooh. Woman who has debilitating migraines. For some reason, every woman I know has debilitating migraines. Ooh. But she gets relief in 15 minutes from eating candy. There's a specific candy that she eats, and it diminishes her symptoms better than the medication.
Wow. Interesting. It's a good ad for this
candy. I've heard of sour candies being really good because they're maybe not for migraines, but for other things because they're so distracting of what's happening because you're so focused on how sour it is.
Oh, right.
Interesting. So I'm curious if it was something like that.
An engine goes out on a plane, like, where are my
sour patch kids? It's fine.
Well, if the candy was, I've never had this, but it's like a lollipop, and you put it in this powder over and over.
Yes.
I've had
those. What is
those
that?
Those used to be at Valentine's Day when you like the.
Is it Fun Dip? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but it's specifically.
Something like that.
Or have
something
you ever
dip.
Had the ring ones.
Oh, like
the baby pacifiers.
Yeah. That was before my time. Like, I remember, this is how old I am. My brother, who's 13 years older than me, he'd say, here's a dollar, go buy me a pack of cigarettes, and you can spend the rest on candy. And I was.
Score.
8?
Ooh.
8 years old?
Just buying a pack of cigarettes.
And I walked down to Bill McNear. His gas station. He got up. What do you want? Navy cut Parliament cigarettes.
Did you have to present a note?
No, nothing. Nothing. I had to present a dollar. And then the next half an hour was me deciding what candy to get with the change.
He was
so patient.
What would you normally get?
I'd get licorice.
Like some
red
licorice.
Or black.
I'd get black licorice, and it was this double salted. It's like putting a battery on your tongue.
You
it's weird.
Have you ever had this Swedish licorice?
Yeah.
Those little balls?
Yep. Thriftway has one of the biggest licorice selections I've ever seen, and
it's
look everywhere I go.
Like a Thriftway ad now.
Our sponsor today.
I have Donald Trump buffalo spared from sacrifice in Bangladesh.
Last week.
Oh my God, I'm embarrassed.
Hannah.
I was really
Take
that off. Cut it.
No, we did. That was such a funny story. The picture.
I know. Did you see the picture?
The picture. It looks like him.
Well, let's not talk about it more. No. It's been done.
Moving on.
I heard that pigeons might be navigating with their livers. How we know that, I'm not sure, but studies do suggest it. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Where are they navigating to? I thought pigeons just hung out.
I don't know. Wherever their liver desires.
Wow. Huh. Their liver.
Yeah.
Yes, you know those birds that navigate with the stars?
Yeah.
That brings you joy.
Yeah, it's starbirds. Yeah, I know.
We've heard about starbirds.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Those have sent. Okay.
Well, I have navigated with my liver, actually. And it's usually to Ruby or a hardware store.
Do you see any pigeons along
the way?
Come on, boys. Let's migrate down to Ruby. $500,000 worth of bourbon stolen from a warehouse.
No, it was you.
We have a lot of drunk cockroaches, man. Jeez.
That's a lot of bourbon.
It is.
Where did you put that?
Yeah.
How many people were in partaking in the stealing process?
Okay, how much would you two have to be paid to in the heist?
I don't think I would participate.
Really?
Yes, I am such a noble creature.
Wow. How airtight's the plan now?
$80.
Yeah. Just a barrel of bourbon.
Yeah. Well, the thing about bourbon is there is a distiller, I think it's in Missouri, and they make a ginormous amount. I mean, metric tons of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And they sell it to different bourbon people. It's the same bourbon, but the marketing's different.
Tricky.
Yeah, it'll be like tin cup. Is the same bourbon from the same place as another one, and they just market it differently.
Feels illegal.
How has no one shut that down yet?
Well, I think it's just so profitable.
You can just do it.
They have economy of scale and making the booze. They pass it on, and it's tin cup. Oh, that's the best stuff ever, man. So, yeah.
Chris, I found one for you. There's a tall tour. That goes city to city.
Tall tour?
Yeah, where tall people can go and be with like people.
Oh, well.
So I thought you might want to participate.
I think I hate them all.
Yeah, it makes you a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
You know, here's the thing with tall people.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'11".
You?
5'8 and three quarters.
Oh, sorry. 5'11 and three quarters.
Well, maybe this is the wrong group. Tell us too. But some tall people, mm-hmm. they kind of feel like it's an achievement, you know, like, well, yeah. like they had a choice in the matter.
I worked hard for it. So.
Yeah, it's
we have to deal with finding pants that are long enough. Mm. It's a hard life.
Don't even get me started on arm sleeves of shirts. Are you kidding me? Oh, always too short.
Give me a moment of silence for her non-rental short sleeve shirt.
I've got here a cryptocurrency entrepreneur who bought a banana art that was worth $6.2 million
and then ate
the fruit.
He ate it.
Yeah.
How many million?
$6.2 million. And then ate it. Do we think that banana was worth $6.2 million?
Well, what is art? You know.
It's something you eat, yeah, apparently.
Wow.
What it's an artisan touch. Yes. Chef's kiss, $6.2 million. That is just, look what I can do.
Yeah, really.
That's, I am rich.
I mean,
Same with the artist, though. Look how I can sell this for $6.2 million.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I have done the same thing with the banana that I got at Thriftway.
Ate it.
I ate it, and I was wealthy enough to buy it.
I am also
it's
wealthy.
No big deal.
I couldn't buy two. I could just buy the one, but I ate it. Huh. So California woman cleaning the garage opens a freezer and finds 20 sticks of dynamite.
A freezer?
Yeah.
She didn't, her own freezer?
Who wants dynamite tonight? Yes.
I thought you were going to say like a dead body. I was nervous.
Well, it could have been.
It could have been
a lot of dead bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you just never opening your, how big's this freezer that 20 sticks were able to hide so
well,
easily?
Well, a stick of dynamite's I mean, how much, not that
I really?
Yeah. I think like a road flare size, you know.
Times 20 though.
I wonder if
times 20.
Does the freezer like negate its power?
I don't think so.
No. Shoot.
Maybe makes it harder to
light. I think they blow stuff up in winter as well.
No.
I mean, I guess it might preserve it. You know, it wouldn't get soggy and humidity and all the bad things that the paper wrap. I don't know. I don't know a lot about dynamite. Although that's why we have the Nobel Prize, right?
No.
That was what Alfred Nobel invented.
Dynamite.
Really?
Yeah.
And the Nobel Prize.
And then came World War I, and he saw how destructive his invention was. And he set up this award for good things, the peace, you know, physics, all that stuff. And it's all an endowment from his money. Because he made a ton of money.
I can imagine.
It's like every country in the world buying metric tons and tons and tons of dynamite.
Ooh, they'll be on your conscience for a while.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you tried to make it better with the Nobel Prize. True. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a participation trophy. Right? We all good now?
I'll keep the money, but yeah, right.
I fear this. Hopefully it wasn't done last week. Trio sentenced over bear costume insurance fraud.
Yeah, it was done.
Shoot. Okay, moving on.
Okay. Well, over here I've got the Joey Chestnut won a hot dog eating contest while on probation after pleading guilty to battery.
You know Joey Chestnut, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously this contest was really important to him.
He has to defend his title.
Well, he's
gotta work.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Domestic battery? Jeez, Louise, Joey.
I don't think it was domestic.
It wasn't domestic.
Oh.
Well, battery the headline didn't add domestic.
Battery on a hot dog.
Hit someone with a hot dog.
Pork abuse. I bet other countries look at this contest and go, what?
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, really important to people.
I know. Yeah. Eating athletes.
I was in a corn eating competition.
Did you
really?
Lost really badly? Yeah.
Was it on
corn
the
on the cob?
Mm-hmm. Was it just one corn on the cob?
One corn on the cob. I got about halfway through.
How do they decide when the corn, like every kernel has to be removed?
It wasn't that serious. It was just in my backyard. I thought you like entered a contest. No. My friends and I had corn day once. We played cornhole. We made corn food. We had a corn eating competition. You were dressed in corn like
the life you live.
Wow.
You guys haven't done this?
I wasn't invited. Told that on the show about your corn day. That would fit right in with a Florida story.
Yeah. Kids have corn day. Clowns take to the street in Bolivia to protest a decree that could crush their livelihoods.
Oh!
Which I just wrote down because I'm terrified of clowns. So the thought of them gathering is like really
in
not.
Bolivia.
What if I...
It could spread. It could come here.
Yeah, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would like to see them take their hanky out to wipe their tears. Is it like 12 dozen come
or
out?
Like a bird. A pigeon.
Well, what's going to happen to their livelihood? I mean, how?
The decree is going to crush it.
Yeah. What's the decree?
No clowns allowed.
Anti-clown. Well, I get that a lot when I walk in bars. Yeah. Hey, no clowns allowed. No clowns. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Forget about it. All right, Nate. What else you got?
I've got a real possum appearing with plush toys in an Australian airport gift shop.
Wait.
With plush possum toys?
Nope.
Well, wait a minute. Is it an Australian possum?
It doesn't
specify. Was it brought in?
Yeah.
Because there are lots of stories about animals getting on cargo ships and being like transported to different. That's how the Point Defiant Zoo got one of their Arctic foxes.
Really?
Popped out of a
Get
cargo
out.
Ship.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So it's a thing. But I don't know about this possum. Well, all I know is it was in the Australian airport gift shop with hiding among the plush toys.
How much would that cost?
Well, okay. So this gift shop's got 100,000 cockroaches. It's got possums. What else?
What else does it have?
Gotta have a kangaroo or a wombat. Because why? Because wombats poop in cubes.
What?
Their feces is cubes.
Interesting.
And here's why. Because when they mark their territory, they go up to the highest rock and do their business, mm-hmm. and it doesn't roll off.
Wow.
So the scent is up there as high as possible.
So they're better than everyone else.
That's amazing.
Wombats, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the biggest burrowing animal, mammal.
You know a lot about wombats.
I do, It's
That's interesting.
I go down wormholes in the trivia development.
Wombat category.
Yeah, that was it. That was the question, the cube poop.
Oh, which animal?
I had a picture of it. I said, whose poop is it?
Oh.
And they're like, stay classy, Chris.
Come on. Idaho man keeps 5 balloons afloat for 1 minute. It's a world record and, quote, harder than juggling.
What?
According to Idaho man. I love that they specify Idaho man. I want to try it because my ego says I could do longer than a minute.
And what? 5?
5 balloons, 1 minute.
Were they full of helium?
Oh, great question. No, I can't imagine.
Okay. All right. That would make a difference, I think.
Yeah for sure.
I'm wondering, could you do how would they know if you did a mixture of a little bit of helium?
Yeah, right.
Well,
just give you a little bit more time.
So it's pretty serious.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Thank you for this award. there it is. Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Queensland woman, her toilet is filled with snakes.
Ooh.
Oh. Ho, ho.
No, thank you.
I used to not be able to use campground toilets because I thought bears would be in them. So I'd have to really investigate, which is not fun. Or just
you got
to
plan ahead for something like that.
That was not for me.
You didn't think you would know?
Or I thought, I don't know. I just thought something was going to come out at me.
I think it's fair.
It's a common fear.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I really don't like
it. Really?
My dislike of bears is legend.
Come.
I've just hated them with blinding white passion my whole life.
Do you have a hatred?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a bad story? Or?
Nope.
That feels like they're being unfairly judged.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I think because they can do everything better than you.
Yeah, they can run so fast.
Run, climb trees, swim. Do math better than me. Yeah. It's everything. So I think they're jerks.
Okay.
I like the thought that they just go in a field and eat blueberries and could have berry stained paws.
Or when they're catching their fish and they're like, whoosh, and they're in the river. That's pretty cool. I wish I could do that.
Well, my buddy went trout fishing in Alaska and he said, they give you a 2-barreled shotgun, because of bears. And the first barrel has rock salt and the second barrel is the slugs. I'm like, I would do it backwards.
I'm trying to mess around.
And then I put salt in the wound and baby.
Gotcha. Well, I've got something similar to the balloon thing, a little different, larger scale. hot air balloon with... Oh. Had to make an emergency landing in a California backyard.
Oh, whoa. That happened to me.
Oh, what?
Yeah. When I was in...
is this a common?
I was in college and I was just sleeping and I kept hearing... What is that noise? And I look out my window and there is a hot air balloon descending.
Oh, I thought you were in the hot air balloon.
No, 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 no. Gosh, in someone's backyard. I mean, it wasn't anywhere near a field or anything.
Interesting. I kind of think of hot air balloons like blimp, where I'm not convinced they, like, exist. But,
well, I've seen both a hot air balloon and a
but
blimp.
But blimps, there's, like, what, 20 of them?
25 in the world. Well, I saw one the other day.
No, you didn't.
No. Driving home from college, I promise you.
Did you stop in Colorado for some mushrooms? And...
Oh, my God. Okay. This is crazy. Oh,
that's a dirigible, man. That is amazing. So what is the difference between a balloon and a blimp?
A hot air balloon and a blimp?
Yes.
The blimps are way bigger.
No, well, they are, but that's not the difference.
Okay, what is it? Motor?
A blimp is steerable.
Motorized? Yeah.
You can't steer a hot air balloon?
Nope.
Not at all.
Never getting in one of those things.
No, it's...
Wow.
So you just hope that the wind will take you where you want to go?
Yep.
That's why they're landing in all these backyards.
Exactly.
That explains it.
And you start running out of, you know, the hot air, the propane that they heat the air with, and we're going down somewhere. Well. See, I wrote this book, and it was a crime, funny thing, and it was the bad guys were using blimps. At night, they were black colored blimps and they'd go across the border at night.
You've written a book, published?
It's on Amazon. So self-published.
Yeah.
I'd love to read it. What's it called?
It was called The Bottom Bracket. And here's what's funny. Bottom I got bracket. An email
what's
out of
called?
The blue like a week ago. Uh-oh. I wrote that book when I first moved here, 2011. Just something to do. And he wrote me, said, hey, I understand you have another book out. I read Bottom Bracket and my wife and I loved it.
Whoa, like, you're true.
You're
fans.
The one. Oh, you, my God.
You purchased it.
So wow,
fan
really,
mail.
That's
awesome.
That's the only fan mail I ever gotten. Oh, it was so
congrats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I rewrote it for the island about a year ago. So I'm going to send it to him.
Okay. Exciting.
Yeah.
What do I have?
It takes place at K2. K2's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
That's where all the bad guys are.
Yeah.
The defunct. Anyway, what else we got?
A wild fox spotted with mouthful of hot dogs in case involving stolen barbecue goods.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah, that poor barbecue that got robbed.
And I read on because I was pretty intrigued. And it said suspect has short brown hair, short reddish brown hair. And that just made me laugh. And there's a picture. There was a lot of hot dogs.
How many?
Yeah. Like at least six.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotta get that fox in a hot dog eating contest. Yeah.
1 in 3 Brits admits to having sex in the dark to save on their electric bill. They're just ugly. Yes. I think
they're
that's
just
it.
Come, yeah. Trying to come up with an excuse.
I love. Just to save electricity.
Yeah. Gotta turn them off.
I can't believe you went right to the same place I was thinking.
Of course.
All right. Oh, we got 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay.
Wow. Well, Australia's mushroom murderer got a life sentence, but prosecutors say it's not enough.
What?
Mushroom murderer?
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough?
It's not enough. Life sentence was enough. I did read on. The title is, the headline's a little misleading. She killed people.
Don't read on. Titles are always correct.
With poisonous mushrooms, she killed her in-law's family.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so that makes, it's not as fun.
No.
No, why are you like bumming
yeah.
like that?
I don't know. I'm like, why?
Were we having too much fun? Was that
yeah,
it?
I think
was
so. It. You're welcome, you guys.
Everyone's unhappy.
Yeah.
I know. Wow.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Let's see here. What else I got? Oh, woman finds her lost wedding ring wrapped around a carrot.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah.
In her garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was planting,
lost it and it grew
around
it.
And it the carrot grew through.
That's lucky. I wonder if she bought a new one.
Probably.
Off-duty officer rescues child trapped inside claw machine.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. How do you think it was done? With the claw?
Come on, stop moving your head, kid. Come on.
Come
we'll have
on.
You out there in a minute.
Get out of here. It was a
ball. Get up by neck. Oh, my gosh. Let's see here.
Lettuce introduces you to live frog found in this grocery store salad bag.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum.
Wow. Yeah.
My question is, how did no one see that?
There's a lot of lettuce and a lot of bags.
Frogs are pretty big. You didn't
no,
hear?
No, toads are big. Frogs are small.
Ribbit. Ribbit. I'm not poisonous.
Just stuck.
Where was this? Did you have
don't know.
Yeah, just on Earth.
Probably Australia.
Yeah, because of cane toads.
Well, it was a frog.
Wait, are all toads frogs or are all frogs toads?
I think toads are frogs.
Toads are frogs.
Well, they're all amphibians.
Correct.
And
this one, the image showed a very bright green frog. I do see how it would get mixed in
like
with some lettuce. It was pretty blended in. That feels like its fault.
Like a cane toad, maybe a sack of potatoes. and a cane toad. Mm. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they are extremely poisonous.
Oh, I'm not a big amphibian.
Okay.
Well. No amphibians, no bears.
Bears aren't poisonous. I guess that's going for them.
Well, what I don't like about bears is I've read up how to differentiate black bears and brown bears.
Yeah.
Probably 7 to 10 times. And I cannot remember.
Okay. You ready?
No, you can tell me again. I won't remember.
Okay.
And I know one of them you get loud and one of them you climb a tree.
Dead, maybe? One you play dead, one you are dead.
Yeah. Oh. Brown bears, you're dead?
Nope. They say grizzly bears.
Oh, grizzly. Grizzly and brown are the same,
yeah,
are they not?
It kind of.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm going down.
You know what?
I'm not surviving this encounter.
Don't go to the bathroom. Okay, one more story.
One more.
What do you got?
Oh, from me?
Oh, anybody.
A 37-year-old woman impersonates 12-year-old to deceive family into adopting her.
Where? Chicken dinner right here. What the heck? I didn't know that went on. Grandpa's got his phone out again.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed.
What were you saying?
37-year-old woman impersonates a 12-year-old child to... deceive a family into adopting her. And she fooled a pastor at a church.
Wow.
12 is
37
young.
To 12.
I mean, yeah.
I saw pictures of
her
with a bottle.
She was probably 12 and tall.
Yeah. With a bottle.
You can't trust them. You can't trust them, the tall people. No.
They are deceased creatures.
Man gets so drunk he forgets to selling his car and reports it stolen.
That's why you walk everywhere, huh?
That's right.
Good for him.
Well, this is the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm okay.
pronounced sentence. Well, thank you both for coming on the show. This was so much fun.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
I got a lot of time on my hands, so we're tired and all.
Yeah, isn't there some doily you have to make? Or
I'm beating a purse right now. Thank you for asking.
Now let me find my ending music here. I know. It's already over.
Just play the alarm again.
Here we go. All right. Thank you, Vashon, and thank you both.
Thank